Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a uniquely cool and rising voice in the world of jazz, that was Dallas jazz singer and songwriter Corey Breedlove with his take on Black Coffee. Even though he was never formally taught, he developed a strong connection with the music via guitar and songwriting at a very young age. After years of writing, recording, and performing with several rock bands throughout grade school, he developed a passionate interest of the Great American Songbook, following a spontaneous purchase of a $1 Frank Sinatra CD at his local bookstore. And his sound is constantly evolving, but retains elements of jazz, country, and blues, and you can hear it. His band can be heard playing a variety of iconic jazz standards from the 20s and 40s, country classics, blues jams, and original songs in many diverse venues all over the Dallas area. We had the chance to catch up with Corey here at Neon Jazz recently, and he talked about that revolving, roving love he has for jazz.
Jazz just, it has this quality to it that is just, it never disappoints me. And it's always something I can go to, and it's almost like a home now. I love everything about it. Honestly, I love the experimentation. I love what it's taught me, how far you can stretch music.
These days, Corey and company are in the process of writing and recording their debut album, set to release in the fall of 2017, and it's gonna be a good one. I'm looking forward to it, and it should be something you should pick up. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the crooners and singers like Deborah Brown and the great Ida Macbeth, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to unearth the new and polish off the old. And speaking of that love Corey had for the sound of Frank Sinatra, here's Francis Albert Sinatra and all of his legendary bravado early on in his career. This is the coffee song off the Complete Hits 43-62, Volume 1. It's good.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to sell their quota, and the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunking doesn't take a lot of skill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil. Hey, Pedro, get the flashlight. I cannot find the sugar.
Hey, this is Corey Breedlove in Dallas, Texas. You're listening to Neon Jazz Radio with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the crazy talented trumpeter, flugelhornist, and vocalist Chet Baker with the tune Star Eyes off the 2016 CD, The Touch of Your Lips. So Chet's career was a roller coaster tour that got him critical praise throughout the 50s and a very well-publicized drug habit that drove his notoriety and fame. He was in and out of jail frequently before launching a career resurgence in the late 70s and the 80s, and this is one cat that Corey would have loved to have caught live. Listen to him explain.
I think it would be most incredible to see Chet Baker, just to catch him in his, man, just at any point in his career would be really incredible.
And there was one more cat that Corey was rather wrapped up about. This is the legendary voice, Billie Holiday. This is Fooling Myself, as we continue on this foolproof hour of Neon Jazz, baby.
Nothing more to do with love. I stay away, but every day I'm just fooling myself. I tell my friends that I don't care. I shrug my shoulders at the whole affair, but they all know it isn't so. Just fooling myself, and every time I pass and see his face in the looking glass, I tip my hat and say, how do, you fool? You're throwing your life away. I may seem proud, I may act gay, but every time I see you in a crowd, I just wanna shout out loud, I'm fooling myself. And every time I pass and see myself in the looking glass, I tip my hat and say, how do, you fool? You're throwing your youth away. I may seem proud, I may act gay, but every time I see you in a crowd, I just wanna shout out loud, I'm fooling myself. And I mean it, just fooling myself.
Hi, this is award-winning New York City jazz singer, Lori DePeace, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Jazz in you. You groove me with so much delight. Your lovely eyes light up the night. You are music playing soft and blue. There's nothing like the jazz. After all we've been through, there's nothing like the jazz. jazz. I said there's nothing like the jazz. I said there's nothing like the jazz in you.
Oh, man. That was the legendary singer, author, actress, and entrepreneur, Patti LaBelle, with a jazz vibe booming. That was the 2017 tune, The Jazz and You, off her latest CD. She kicked off her career in the early 60s as a lead singer and frontwoman of the vocal group Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. And she enjoyed a career traversing 50 years and selling over 50 million albums around the world. She's been inducted into the Grammy, Hollywood, Apollo Theater, and the Hall of Fame Songwriters Hall of Fame.
You know, for as much work as Patti has done, she's basically known for one hit.
Yeah.
In the 1970s, which is, of course, Mamie, Lady Marmalade.
Yeah.
You know, Voulez-vous que je m'en ce soir?
Yes.
And she never takes away from it. Just wonderful. But the woman has, you know, quite a career.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was a while getting there, still putting them out.
And that's the thing about this jazz album. She never really got deep into the jazz realm, but this album, it's steeped in it. It's beautiful, you know. Here's another cut from a friend of the show and a favorite around here. This is the Philadelphia-based Ensemble Novo, a six-piece band inspired by the music of Brazil. This is the track, The Sand, this time off their latest 2017 CD, Who Saw You Then, Who Sees You Now? So we keep looking around here on Neon Jazz to see what we're digging.
Thank you. I'm Tom Moon from Ensemble Novo, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Party at every ball, you'll find that you'll decorate the wall, unless you're ready to dance with them all. The boo boo ba doo ba doo trot. Long-haired musician 62 had to get their haircut too, traded their fiddles for a new kazoo, all on account of the boo boo ba doo. Come on your hot sis, come on your tops, don't troop around like forget-me-not, let's put it on like the regular shot. The boo boo ba doo ba doo trot.
That was the very story of British jazz musician, composer, and music journalist Spike Hughes. And that was him joined by the Decadents. That was the song Boop, Boopa, Doopa, Doo, Trot off the CD Hot Dance Music and Jazz from Britain, 1923 to 36.
Well, there's a, you're talking jive there, my friend.
I cannot make this up, man. There is no way.
That's
I'd
great.
Love to. So he was the son of an Irish composer, writer, and song collector, Herbert Hughes, and the great-grandson of the great sculptor Samuel Peploe Wood. He was easily a multi-dimensional musician, playing the double bass, composing operatic scores, arranging jazz recordings, and writing books on topics ranging from gardening to music scales. This was one of the original Renaissance men. From the tenor sax power of Ben Webster right out of Kansas City, Missouri, this is Tenderly, next on the soft hour full of veteran punch.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan Finlayson, trumpeter and composer from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz, live with Joe Domino.
That was the San Francisco Bay Area freelance trumpet player, composer, and arranger, and even an educator, Eric Jacobson, joined by his quintet with the 2017 tune, A Piece of the Action. And he's always got his soul brewing with a bit of that. He's equally busy playing and composing for different bands, leading his own group, teaching students, and running the Young Musicians Program at the California Jazz Conservatory. He's been all over. He's played with so many people. He's been even on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and David Letterman. He's prolific in his own right. From a veteran cool cat and one that is also prolific, this is the great Jimmy Giuffre with the 1961 tune Scootin' About off the Jimmy Giuffre 3 Fusion LP as we keep this Giuffre rolling on around here.
Obama. I'm a jazz composer, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Chicago-based freelance saxophonist Corbin Andrick and his Bonzo Squad with the 2017 tune Silent Disco off the CD Bonzo Squad. From another vocalist with golden pipes on this hour, this is Carmen McRae with The Masquerade Is Over off the 2011 CD of Jazz Greats. And she was one of them here on this great hour of Neon Jazz.
Your eyes don't shine like they used to shine, and the thrill is gone when your lips meet mine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over, and so is love, and so is love. Your words don't mean what they used to mean. They were once inspired, now they're just routine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over, over, and so is love, and so is love. I guess I'll have to play Pagliacci, get myself a clown's disguise, and learn to laugh like Pagliacci with tears in my eyes. You look the same, but you're a lot the same. My heart says no, no, you're not the same. I'm afraid the masquerade is over, and so is love, and so is love. I'll have to play Pagliacci and get myself a clown's disguise. Learn to laugh like Pagliacci with tears in my eyes. You look the same, you're a lot the same, but my heart says no, 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 you're not the same. I'm afraid the masquerade is over, and so is love, and so is love. I'm afraid the masquerade is over, and so is love, and so is love. And so is love, and so is love, and so is love, yeah.
On our final dance out of these jazz doors we have built over this last hour together is from KCE legend Charlie Arbor Parker. With his genius well intact, this is Donna Lee off a Studio Chronicle 1940-48 compilation. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is a KCE legend behind the mic and on those tough engineering streets of ours, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
You might say I've had a rather checkered career.
Checkmate. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time.
Beat that thing.
All right. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.